With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Local officials tour a specialist cable repair ship in port this week ahead of, quote, maintenance work on Cayman's nearby subsea cables. Her Excellency the Governor joined the Home Affairs Minister and representatives from the Utility Regulation and Competition Office for a tour of cable vigilance. And while on board, the group saw how the team lifts cable from the seabed, cuts and repairs damaged sections, then splices, reconnects the tiny cables before resealing and returning them to a protective trench at a depth of up to 8,000 meters. Now, speaking of visitors to the Cayman Islands, the UK's Royal Air Force Air Transport Wing has made a quick stop. CIGTV's Levita Thompson reports.
Her Excellency the Governor, Mrs. Jane Owen, and Acting Premier, the Honourable Gary Rutty, welcomed members of the 30 Squadron of the Royal Air Force Transport Wing Wednesday, July 22nd. The visit is a part of the UK's ongoing defence engagement in the Caribbean, aimed at strengthening regional partnerships and enhancing disaster preparedness and resilience. The Governor and Deputy Premier met with Group Captain Andy McIntyre and toured the Airbus, a 400M aircraft.
Fantastic to be here. We're celebrating the arrival of the Royal Air Force 30 Squadron, who are here with an A400 aircraft. This aircraft has been around for about 10 years. It's been deployed a lot in action, including in the Middle East, but it's here in Cayman to support our crisis preparedness and crisis response.
We just want to welcome the group here this afternoon. I'm really going to show them our true Cayman hospitality and experience tomorrow. And we thank, you know, the continued relationship that we have with the UK. And we wish them all the very best. Thank you for visiting with us.
The visit provides an opportunity to enhance cooperation in support of emergency preparedness, disaster response, and resilience across the islands.
The group is expected to leave later today. In regional news, the Independent Commission of Investigations in Jamaica has launched an investigation into the death of a man who became ill while in police custody. Horace Williams was arrested on July 2nd in connection with a murder investigation and had been detained at the Corporate Area Police Station pending further court proceedings. The Jamaica Gleaner reports that Williams became ill on July 21st and was taken to the Kingston Public Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The circumstances surrounding his illness and death have not been disclosed. INDICOM, which is mandated to investigate deaths involving those in custody of the security forces in Jamaica, has commenced a probe into the incident. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. President Trump has said the Saudi nuclear deal signed just a day ago is now contingent on the country normalizing ties with Israel. Saudi Arabia has previously said such a move would require a roadmap to Palestinian statehood. Oil and gas prices have increased sharply after the Iranian-backed Houthi movement in Yemen said it had attacked shipping in the Red Sea. The official Saudi news agency confirmed that one tanker was hit. Ship tracking data suggests that two China-chartered supertankers, which had previously reversed course, are currently sailing through the waterway. The US Secretary of State promised that President Trump would seek a head for an eye as Washington pursued its air campaign against Iran for a 12th consecutive night. Iran has continued to hit back, striking US targets in the region. The Indian government says it's ready for talks with the leaders of an unprecedented youth protest in the capital, Delhi. The movement, known as the Cockroach Junta Party, is demanding the resignation of the education minister over leaked exam papers. 120 British millionaires have written to the government asking to be taxed more. The group says it would lead to a more equal society. A city in western Crimea, Yevpatoria, has installed public-served street phones for calls to emergency services to provide an alternative to mobile communications. These are frequently jammed due to Ukrainian attacks. The Israeli far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir has again led hundreds of worshippers into Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque as he marked a Jewish day of mourning. The visit has breached the agreed rules on the religious compound. BBC News.